Welcome to The Millionaire's Lawyer, where you'll hear leading professionals share expert advice on how to grow your business and sell it for maximum profitability. If you want to learn lawyer-proven strategies for building and exiting your business, then this is the podcast for you. Your host, J.P. McAvoy, is a business lawyer, college professor, and best-selling author who has been assisting clients start, grow, and sell their businesses for millions of dollars for over 15 years. Will yours be the next? Now here's your host, J.P. McAvoy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to The Millionaire's Lawyer. Thank you so much for joining us today. So happy, as always, to have you here with us. And going to do a slightly different show today, actually, one that we're doing on the tail end of the New Media Summit. Summit that just occurred in San Diego and via Zoom for icons and attendees alike the world over. It's a summit that's guided game changers and movement makers from around the world as they've looked to grow their podcast or grow the podcast space itself. And it's the only invite that gives people the opportunity to actually participate and meet some of the top podcasters in the world. As the host of Millionaire's Lawyer, I was thrilled to have gotten an invite to attend as an icon of influence and be one of those top podcasters presenting to the podcast community itself. We had an opportunity to hear pitches from individual expert areas, thought leaders, people that in their own right were prepared and ready to attend some of the top shows, and happy to say that I'll be booking some of those people on the show itself in the days to come. I wanted to do this show to sort of capture or carry on from some of the momentum that was created by the summit itself. The summit, as I say, gathered 40 leading podcasters, including The Millionaire's Lawyer, to talk about some of the craft or some of the ways that we've been growing our respective podcasts and the way that we're able to influence the industry. It was fascinating to hear actually the evolution of the industry as we compared notes and shared some of our collective thoughts and wisdoms to those that were in attendance as well. You think of podcasting itself and how it's exploded recently. It's really interesting to think that it's come out of internet streaming, right? Or internet streaming radio. Traditionally, it was only the major media companies that were able to produce content and have it distributed. But the power of the internet has allowed the opportunity for those, for smaller and independents to get product to market. And we saw that originally emerge as internet streaming radio and eventually evolve into what we know now as podcasting. Podcasts, as you may or may not know, came from, you know, that was likely to change as well as things continue to evolve. But podcasts, as we know them now, came from when people were looking at, you know, iPods or the iPod itself as a way to distribute content. There were creators that were putting it in a format that would allow it to be captured and shared on iPod and different MP3 formats. And it's evolved to the point now where we've got these podcasts that are becoming enormous properties in their own right. We think of some of these huge podcasts and the success they've enjoyed. You think of people like Joe Rogan and Oprah, what she's done, all the way to the Will Ferrells of the world that have these enormous shows now that are really circumventing some of the traditional media companies. In fact, in many regards, the traditional media companies are playing catch-up, or they're trying to figure out what a lot of the podcasters are doing right and try to capture some of that momentum themselves as well. According to Edison Research, podcast consumption is continuing to grow among all consumers. Data suggests that an estimated 124 million Americans over the age of 14 listen to at least one podcast a day, which is incredible to think. There's that many people listening to at least one podcast show a day, and many of them are listening to many more than that. For the New Media Summit, we were comparing notes as the icons and gathering around some of the coaches, authors, and speakers that are providing some of the fabulous content that is now available online through shows such as The Millionaire's Lawyer. As a host of one of the shows myself, I can tell you that we're consistently being inundated with applications for people looking to appear on the show. And as we sort through those, we're trying to find the best possible guests for the shows so that, you know, we can bring to you, the listener, the best possible content and continue to grow our show as well. For the New Media Summit itself, there were many of these icons of influence, and many of them will be hopefully appearing on the Millionaire's Lawyer show in the days and weeks to come as well. So as part of the momentum, part of the discussion that occurred at the summit itself, it was take advantage, carpe diem, take advantage of today and put forward an offering that may have, you know, longer lasting or the ability to become something even more in the future. And we wanted to turn that inward or turn it towards the Millionaire's Lawyer itself and think about what some of our offerings have been and what they can be on a go forward to capture some of that momentum and perhaps give a shot in the arm to your own business or anybody that's listening, any business that might currently be in the process of being developed as well. The Millionaire's Lawyer would like to give tips and tricks and demonstrate ways that others have in the past had business success so that you may yourself enjoy some of that similar business success. And we want to do the same thing or sort of pay it forward similarly. You know, of course, that we've got the Millionaire's Lawyer book that was put out towards the end of last year, a best-selling book that has imparted a lot of the business cases, a lot of the stories of ways that through the Millionaire's Lawyer we've seen and helped others grow their businesses. What you may not know is that we've actually now created a course around the book content itself. And that's what I wanted to speak to today, or as I say, create an offering today for those listening on the tail end of the New Media Summit that may want to take advantage of some of the of that content as well. So as I say, we created a course that is one designed for business owners, someone that is in right now in the process of growing their business and has the thought of perhaps someday selling that business, right? Taking that business to the next level. So in the course itself, we have about 9 modules where we basically take a business owner, a sample business owner, through the evolution of the business cycle as they grow it from a startup to the point where they're in a position to sell and actually do then sell the business. So we discuss in the course methods of carrying on business. Typically, as counsel to business, we will generally suggest that a business itself be incorporated. It's usually the best form of carrying on business. And so we talk through what that looks like and the process for incorporating a business. We then get into how to properly organize the business. So once the business actually has been created, what it takes to keep it in good standing. So passing some of the original organizational or constating documents, as we call them, the original bylaws, the original resolutions, the issuance of shares to ensure that the company, once it has been created, has been properly structured. And then we get into some more sophisticated means of structuring a business. So ways that, among other things, you could look to minimize taxes, for example, through the operations of the corporation and upon its sale. We look at things such as holding corporations and family trusts. So we'll employ family trusts for those that want to have a more sophisticated structure and are seeking to minimize taxes and credit proof and take advantage of some of the structuring advantages of a family trust. In the course itself, we put a number of samples or precedents, put some of our precedent documents. So some of the types of things that you would see from your own lawyer as you were discussing these things and possibly considering implementing them in your own business. We then also look at ways of protecting your business, things like employment agreements, and lease agreements, shareholder agreements, all the types of agreements you might have in place to make the rights and obligations of individuals dealing with the business, either as employees or shareholders, what they can expect. Really what we call the operating manual for the business, the ways that business owners can be certain or have more certainty about how the business is to evolve and making sure there's an understanding for anybody involved with the business as well as to how they might interact or what their rights and obligations may be with respect to interaction with the business. Hello, podcast friend. I hope you're enjoying this episode of the show. We sure appreciate having you here. I'd like to take a minute to invite you to download a free digital copy of my best-selling book, The Millionaire's Lawyer, Grow and Sell Your Business. It's available for download at jpmcavoy.com. That's jpmcavoy.com. Hope you enjoy the book, and thanks again for joining us on the podcast. Now, back to the show.
If all of that has occurred according to plan, a business is growing, it's on its way, and perhaps someday a business owner gets to the spot where they decide it's time to sell. Through the Millionaire's Lawyer program, through the course, we get into a discussion about what it looks like to ready a business for sale, perhaps doing some additional tax planning, perhaps removing some of the passive assets that may have an impact on its sale itself. So getting into a discussion of what the type of things need to occur in order to prepare a business for its sale itself. And of course, once you're getting to the spot where a sale is to occur, to talk about what the typical sales process looks like. Buyer is going to present itself and likely want to do some form of due diligence. So we get into what that looks like, some expectation as to the due diligence that might be expected from a purchaser. As a purchaser comes to terms or comes to make a decision as to whether or not the business is the appropriate business for them for sale. And if it is the appropriate business, getting into the actual sale itself. There, as you may or may not know, are really 2 ways of selling a business. One is as an asset purchase or asset sale, and the second is as a share purchase or share sale. We through the course, have a pretty involved discussion with those, and we actually put sample agreements into the course materials. So anybody taking advantage of the course would be able to get some sense of what type of documents clients, the lawyers will be using for this, the transaction itself. A letter of intent is also presented. So a letter of intent being presented, once terms were agreed to, getting into the actual share purchase agreements or asset purchase agreements to effect a transaction. So all these things are in the course. As I say, on the tail end of the New Media Summit, I wanted to offer to the first five people that are listening and interested in taking advantage of this to a complimentary or review of the course. So they can take the course without charge. It's normally a $9.95 value. So we're usually charging $9.95 for the course. For the first five listeners that reach out to our executive assistant, Courtney, that's at info@jpmcavoy.com, info@jpmcavoy.com. You can find us through the website as well, jpmcavoy.com. That's jpmcavoy.com. For the first five people that reach out to Courtney, we'll give you complimentary access to the course. So you'll be able to take advantage of, as I say, all the things I've described here. We're offering that to those because we know there's a lot of people that will be tuning in on the heels of the New Media Summit. And obviously this podcast will be up for those others that may be listening, some of our regular attendees as well. There's an opportunity to really take advantage of some of the materials. Many of you have read the book already. As I say, now you've got an opportunity to have access to the course. Of course, for those first five, they'll be doing that on a without charge basis. So we hope that that's something that you're able to take advantage of. As you're growing your own business, listening to this show, among others, and thinking of the best ways of growing your own business and some of the things that other successful business owners are doing to do just that for their own businesses as well. We see through the New Media Summit that there's a lot of activity, a lot of growth in this space in particular for the podcast industry as technology continues to evolve and becomes more and more accessible to others and more of this product is consumed. So hopefully you're learning from some of the thought leaders there that are so willingly and so generously offering their expertise. We are pleased to be able to say that we're doing likewise for the Millionaire's Lawyer itself. So hopefully you've had an opportunity to go through some of the things that we do have offered, and you're going to have an opportunity to consume some more of those here as well. As always, we appreciate you listening to the Millionaire's Lawyer. We hope that you're able to take advantage of some of the things we've discussed here today, and we look forward to seeing you and hearing more from you in the future. As always, all the best, enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Millionaire's Lawyer.
Thanks for listening to the Millionaire's Lawyer. Please subscribe and rate on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. To get your business millionaire assessed and to access the wide variety of resources that we offer in addition to this podcast, go to jpmcavoy.com. That's jpmcavoy.com.